The death rate for African Americans in Wisconsin aged 15 to 24 years went up 69% between 1980 and 2000. The rate for blacks in Wisconsin 25 to 44 years old went up 14%. But at the same time, the death rates for whites and the general population of the same age went down. That's according to numbers gathered by University of Wisconsin graduate student Elizabeth Dranger, whose research is published in the latest edition of the Wisconsin Medical Journal. She says automobile crashes, HIV/AIDS, and murder are the leading killers of young African Americans, and she says a lot of that has to do with living conditions.
Homicide is associated with increased unemployment and increased poverty, and African Americans in Wisconsin tend to live in less favorable socioeconomic conditions, so there is more poverty and more unemployment, and we tend to see increases in homicide in those conditions.
In addition to socioeconomic factors, Dranger says a lack of access to health care and education are factors. Green Bay activist Charles King agrees. He adds if more young African Americans were able to earn four-year degrees, for example, they'd be better equipped for advancement. And he says it would make them less susceptible to the whims of the economy.
We're downsizing companies, putting jobs overseas, and we're creating unskilled population here in the states and all diverse groups.
Researchers say they want to know why these factors are working against young blacks so disproportionately. Dranger says that could help policymakers in their efforts to turn the numbers around.
That's an important issue in population health in general, is why do African Americans have less access, and it's something that needs more research at this time.
Dranger says her research is the first attempt ever to break down death rates in Wisconsin over 20 years by race. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.